Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Okay, Mark, this week you picked a great poem. It was published in Obstetrics and Gynecology in the year 2013, volume 122, and it starts on page 1231. By way of background, urinary incontinence often goes undetected by we clinicians, basically because we don't ask about it. When we do detect it, we don't treat it very well. In fact, in one large study, only 60% of women with incontinence received any treatment for their condition. Now, treatment should advance from least intensive, things like lifestyle changes, behavioral therapy, and medications, to more invasive therapies. Of course, attention should focus on correcting contributory factors, such as comorbid conditions and medications. Various therapies, most notably bladder training and pelvic muscle exercises, are effective for some types of urinary incontinence, including urgency incontinence, stress incontinence, and mixed incontinence, as well as overactive bladder symptoms. Overall, remission rates for incontinence in women are still very small, between, say, 0 and 13% per year. It's important to note that there is also a very high placebo rate of about 30%. This is in randomized trials of urinary incontinence treatment. So with this in mind, Mark, what did the authors find when they sought to answer the question, does intensive postpartum pelvic floor muscle training reduce the prevalence of incontinence at 6 months?
Yeah, this is notable because it's really the first big well-designed trial of this thing that we've been recommending for a long time. And it was done in Norway. They found 175 primiparous women. It was all done at a single institution. So they had, I think pretty good consistency in terms of recruiting and training the women and those kind of things. Overall, it was a well-designed study. And the study identified women at their six-week postpartum visit. Some had urinary incontinence, some didn't. About 45% overall had incontinence at the time of the visit. And they'd all had a vaginal birth at least 32 weeks gestational age. They excluded anyone who had a severe tear grade 3B or worse of the perineum. All the women had routinely gotten a little pamphlet when they left the hospital encouraging them to start doing these pelvic floor muscle exercises. But at 6 weeks, they randomized them to either intervention or control. The intervention group got weekly classes with a physical therapist for 16 weeks. They were told to do these exercises daily and to write down when they did the exercises in a home diary. The controls were just kind of left to their own devices. The outcomes were looked at 6 months postpartum, and they used a validated symptom questionnaire. They also used ultrasound and manometry. There was a little more loss to follow up in the intervention group, 14 versus 9%, just perhaps because of having to come to these classes. But analysis was by intention to treat, so that shouldn't have affected the outcomes. Overall, there was really good adherence, 80%, over 80% in the intervention group. They really did the intervention. There was no significant difference in baseline urinary incontinence, although it was a different percentage, 39 versus 50%. So there was a little more baseline incontinence in the control group. And the intervention group tended to have more women who had major levator A&E defects. Key message here is that 6 weeks postpartum, there were no differences between groups. 6 months postpartum, there were no differences between the groups in incontinence at any frequency. Relative risk was 0.9, confidence interval was 0.6 to 1.3. So no benefit was seen of doing these exercises. Did various other ways of trying to analyze the data. They looked at only those who were adherent, still didn't find any difference. They looked at subgroups depending on whether or not they had the levator A&E defect. Again, no difference between groups. So a pretty well-supervised, well-done training program. Didn't do any better than routine care. I don't know how many of those women in the control group continued to do exercises, that may have modified or reduced the apparent benefit of the training. But they didn't find any benefit. I mean, I think you can point to some reasons why, wasn't blinded. You're right. I think it would have been good to give those women placebo exercise and those visits and have them come in for visits for some other kind of postpartum training. And, you know, if this was a drug trial, we'd probably be saying, yeah, drug doesn't work. So I think because it's an exercise, we really want it to work. And we've been, telling women to do it for years and years and years. And we're like, oh, come on, it's got to work. But this study didn't bear that out, unfortunately.
Thanks so much. This is a good article, and talk with you in about a week.
All right. See you later.
Good.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.